Hello, my name is Inessa Isikson, and this podcast is my final work after a large analysis and investigation over one of the economical problems of the Argentina, the state's external debt. I decided to make this research because I realized that it was a topic of a great problematic in my country. Therefore, the aim of my analysis was to internalize into this problem, but not only in order to get involved with the most basic economic concepts linked to it, but most important of all, to understand its nature. Continuing with my analysis, I realized that I needed an interrogative upon which to work, and I decided that it would be which were the possible solutions for this problem that my country was facing. While I was doing this, I got to know a lot of things about the topic. But the truth is that if you read my analysis, you will not find an economic and extensive research with difficult terms. If not, what I tried to do was to take this great problematic of my country into something more simple, so that we can all understand what we are talking about and what we usually see on television as such a big problem. I will not make this podcast in order to tell all what you can read, but I do want to talk about the conclusions I got after this analysis. There were many conclusions, and even though you may think, oh, she's going to talk about conclusions, but we had not read her investigation, I think that the conclusions are in some way statements that will be useful for all of us in life. Because in fact, what we need to know is not exactly debt itself, but to understand what it is about and how does it influence it in such a way our country. I tried to do so, and I found out in first place something really important. And contrary to popular belief, there is a really misconception about macroeconomy. We citizens tend to think, oh, it's not important to know about a debt. It's such an abstract and faraway thing. But no, it's really important for every citizen to know about the macroeconomy of its country, because in fact, it is what is going to give shape to their own microeconomy. Well, this was the first conclusion, which was linked to something similar, which was related to the idea of economy. While I was reading about debt, I realized that it was impossible to read and investigate particularly into this topic, because in economy, everything is linked to everything. So I found myself studying debt, but then talking about importations, exportations, and the role of the state. And this is something really important that I found out while I was continuing with my interrogative on which was the solution to the problem of the debt. And I realized that it's not possible to find a solution just for the debt of the state, because everything is linked to everything. Therefore, what I realized is that we do not need to find only one solution for this. If not, we have to take a decision as a country on which is going to be the policy of our economy. Because in this policy, we will find the guide or the key on which to act until every different problem. What I'm trying to say is we need something that guide our efforts, not only related to debt, but also to exportations, to the role of the state, everything. And here I realized something. The only way to accomplish that is by joining all together. Usually, I'm a citizen of this country, Argentina, and I hear a lot about la grieta. That is something we usually hear. And it's basically that our country is divided into groups. One thinks something and the other one's the opposite. And here we will find ourselves that our country is not really working all together to solve our problems. If not, there are so different postures that are almost against each other that are ones walking in one way and the other ones in the other. Of course, it's crucial to have differences, because it is in these differences that we will find the best things for our country. But the truth is that we cannot be always differentiating between the population of a same country, because we need to work together. And I realized that this was really important, and this had to do with education. In our country, there is a state policy that determines that education must be free for every citizen. Therefore, we can say that the state is in charge of education. Therefore, I realized and said to myself, oh, so if our country has this obligation, we have to make use of this for our best. And so I realized that it's important for us, or for the country, to start taking action into education and to start talking about things like the economy of the state, the debt, the nature of this economy. And in fact, it's this education that we will start building, growing, letting our citizens grow into citizens of a nation they are proud of. We need to create, not to create, to teach, to educate people who is proud of being Argentinian. Because in fact, it's the only way to look for a solution altogether. And working altogether is the only way to move forward. And also related to this fact of education, I realized and got to know about another important concept. I learned that once, some time ago, Argentina used to be among the best economies of the world. But it was all until it appeared the Industrial Revolution. In that time, several countries moved forward into the process of production and became better in that. But Argentina was not among these countries. So it was led into a group called the Third World. Basically, we can say that we are the countries in the world who produce raw materials and sell them to other countries. We can say we export. And in these other countries, they produce manufactured goods that we buy, we import. So here we can see that our economic balance can be called maybe in some way negative, because we are exporting meat and we are buying burgers. So here we have a kind of problem. But definitely, there is a solution to this. We could look for the way in which our country changes this and starts producing these manufactured goods. This could be industrialization. And in fact, teaching people about the situation, how to improve our country as a whole, I realized that even though we can say, oh, Argentina is an industrialized country, it's not just a macroeconomical idea. If not, that it has an effect directly into our microeconomy, as I said before. So with this in mind, I realized that, yeah, definitely there were so many things linked together while talking about debt. I wrote in my analysis that it was like a cycle without an end, or a whole spider web, a complex spider web. But I realized that even though it was really difficult to find a solution, the objective of my analysis was not itself to find a solution, because I realized that I'm just a teenager. I had bare knowledge on the topic of economy before this analysis. So I realized that I would not find the solution, because it would be a really hard work that not even the best economists had ever accomplished to do. But I realized that the important thing was to make this podcast so that anyone who listens to it, so hello, everyone who is listening to it, I'm proud you are doing so, start thinking about this problem of the debt from a different point. It's true, we are maybe just one citizen in a big country, but if every citizen start moving in the same direction, we will, at the end, reach to the point that we are willing to. So the crucial thing here, yeah, definitely there are a lot of concepts that I may not even know, so that I cannot even name this podcast. But the truth is that, according to my analysis, I've realized that the crucial thing is to work together as a nation. Then we can always have a difference and think differently, because as I said before, this is really important for our country, because in diversity is that the best things rely. But the truth is that we have to look for the way to join all together among these differences and work in the same path. Because I started talking about debt, but then I realized that everything has to do with everything. So we have to decide if we want to be just different things, or if we want to relate all together and do the best for our country. And the best can be only accomplished all together.